You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Cuts to NOAA will affect us here in Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot explains.
In the last month, the National Weather Service has been forced to stop or reduce routine weather balloon launches at 14 of their approximately 100 sites across the country. And it's all due to staffing cuts by the current federal administration. Green Bay was one of those sites added. So now, Green Bay and NWS will only launch one balloon at 6 p.m. because they're forced to cut the 6 a.m. daily launch. Now, what do these balloons do? Well, they gather data as they fly away and beam atmospheric information back. It produces a fancy graph for us meteorologists to then dissect and use for forecasting. Now, not only does the National Weather Service use this, but also emergency services and airports. And it's very important information specifically for forecasting tornadoes. It's basically how we keep tabs on brewing storms. And forecasters rely on these two-time daily launches and have for the past 80 years.
Democrats in the Wisconsin Assembly are again proposing an economic bill of rights, but there seems to be a lack of communication. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
It's a resolution similar to one the legislature's minority party has proposed for the past several years to codify rights related to employment and collective bargaining, public education and child care, and a clean, sustainable environment, among others. During a press conference at the Capitol last Thursday, Representative Francesca Hung of Madison said she reached out to Republican lawmakers and was disappointed there was not interest. Hung said Democratic legislators represent Republicans, Democrats, and constituents in between and know that this is what all of them deserve. But Voss said neither his office or those of other Republican leaders were contacted.
Diabetes Alert Day takes place in March. This is a good time to get tested if you have risk factors. More than 135 million people in the U.S. have diabetes or prediabetes. One in five adults don't even know they have the condition.
The complications from diabetes can range from numbness and tingling and potentially losing limbs.
That's Alicia Natsky, a family nurse practitioner at Aspirus Health. She said it's important to understand the difference between diabetes and prediabetes.
Think of prediabetes as a warning sign for your health.
If you know you're at risk, you can make changes to stop the condition from developing.
With the implementation of those lifestyle changes, you can reverse the consequences and not develop type 2 diabetes.
These lifestyle changes include increasing daily activity and focusing on healthy meal choices, including lean meats and vegetables. Talk to your healthcare provider for guidance or to get tested. Federal funding cuts are affecting many different organizations. One near our area is the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Friends of NNWR are writing to representatives expressing the importance of the refuge, not only to our wildlife and water quality, but also to our local economy.
Nature can't speak for itself, so it needs people to speak for it.
Deb Beekler is the vice president of the Friends of Nisida National Wildlife Refuge and an active volunteer.
Whether you're a Friends member or not, just somebody who casually comes and hunts or fishes or hikes or whatever, it creates art out at the refuge. We'd like to hear your stories.
You can share your stories on their website, friendsofnnwr.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Nuggets tonight in Denver, but it will be without Damian Lillard, who after missing the last three games is out indefinitely. The Bucks say an MRI showed the 34-year-old's calf muscle injury is the result of a blood clot or deep vein thrombosis. He's now undergoing treatments with a blood thinner. That means more playing time for 22-year-old Ryan Rollins. At point guard, Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, obviously, no one's going to be Dame but Dame. He's done a great job of coming in, being himself, and finding a niche that, oh, like Dame, you know, only he can do. He comes out there and he makes a difference in his way. He gets in guys, defends them full court, picks up 94 feet. Offensively, he's been great at running the offense and then getting to his stuff when he can. You know, he has a lot of stuff with him. He's made a difference that way as well.
College basketball. The Badgers' new women's head basketball coach is Robin Pinchton. She comes to Madison after 15 years as the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Music streaming platform Napster has been sold for $207 million. The former popular music pirating platform was purchased by a biotech company called Infinite Reality. The company is hoping to grow the brand and give it more social media platform characteristics. Napster transformed from an illegal way to get music to a subscription-based legal platform. In a related story, did you have any idea Napster still existed in any form? Me either. If there's one thing missing on TV, I think we can all agree on, it's more high-end art-based dramas. Adam Driver and Jessica Chastain will star in a new show on Apple TV from the creators of The Morning Show called The Dealer. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the show is described as a biting exploration of power, class, seduction, and culture set inside the world of the high-end art market. Finally, a show hardly anyone can relate to. Nepo baby Gwyneth Paltrow is at it again when it comes to being Gwyneth Paltrow. She recently made comments during an interview with Vanity Fair downplaying the role of intimacy coordinators on movie and TV sets. The incident happened while Gwynny P was shooting a film called Marty Supreme with Timothy Chalamet, who is 23 years younger than her. The two have several intimate scenes together. When the intimacy coordinator approached the actors and asked if they were comfortable, Paltrow responded by saying in her usual "I wish I was British or black" voice, "Girl, I'm from the era where you get naked, get in bed, and the camera's on." She continued saying she didn't even know that intimacy coordinators were a thing and added it stunts creativity when someone is telling her where to put her hands. Her comments were called irresponsible and disrespectful toward intimacy coordinators who are there to protect actors, actors who are oftentimes younger women. In Actors Fishing for Work news, Josh Hutcherson says he would love to do another Hunger Games movie. Crazy that an actor would want another huge paycheck, but whatever. Hutcherson played PETA, Katniss's love interest, in the Hunger Games movies. The franchise put out a prequel, The Hunger Games, A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and will follow the prequel with a sequel to the prequel, also based on Suzanne Collins' prequel book called Sunrise on the Reaping. Not sure if Hutcherson will cash another paycheck from the franchise if they keep making prequels. We talk about movie grosses at the box office frequently, but how about a big Broadway theater splash at the gate? George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck broke a record on Broadway by bringing in $3.3 million in 1 week. The show stars Clooney, who is making his Broadway debut and who also co-wrote the show. Pretty impressive, since the runners-up were Wicked and Othello, starring Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 55. Some scattered showers and thundershowers on Friday with a high near 60. And that rain will eventually change to snow as we head into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.